Right. There's a word coming now on how to truly, we've been getting some assignments or some revelation rather on how to deal with Satan himself. We've been getting a word on learning about going head to head with the devil. Has anybody been doing that?
Amen.
I know you have been. Amen. I know you've been a tyrant. Amen. You've been going head to head with him?
Amen.
Has anybody backed down from him?
Nope.
That's a blessing. Well, today is a part of the series. We got three parts that we're dealing with. We're dealing today with the created life. And Rhema, our created life, gives us lordship and total dominion over Satan. We're going back to the old, old story, to a message about Rhema being the spirit of the Lord. Something I found out, I've been studying on devils, demons. I've been really, really diving in every single day. I'm diving in on the message about demons. Because Rhema, the Rhema word is taking us into the understanding. First, we started dealing with situations in front of us. Then we started dealing with the principalities, which means the origin of the situation. Then God took us a little bit higher in Rhema to understand that we have to deal with the origin's origin, if that be possible. The originator. The originator. See, when Satan gives power over a region to a principality, what he does is he gives that principality the ability to create. And then that principality over that region then has a bunch of imps or demons that we call them, devils. The word devils is where you get the translation for demons. Otherwise, you'll never find the word demon in the King James Bible at all. So then we find devils that are housed or employed by principalities. And so the church has been bugging. The way the church has been educated, that we've been tripping. We learn to fight against the demons in front of us, and then we've learned to fight against the principality, which means the demon over the state. The state. Every state has a principality. So we fight the principality because we think we're hitting the jugular. But for some reason, we keep facing the same thing. We get momentary or moments of relief, but it keeps coming back again. The anointing is never touching the yoke. And the anointing was designed to destroy the yoke. The principality over our region is really just a pawn. I'll tell the whole truth. It's just a pawn. And every demon that works under him is another pawn. And anybody that plays chess, you use your pawns to protect your king or your queen. They go first. They protect the true leader in command. So while you're fighting principalities and while you're fighting demons and habits and you're binding and loosing this, the originator behind the scene, well, the Father of Lies is his name, is one of his names. The word Father means originator or the transmitter. He's the one that continues to reduplicate over and over and over again. And while you're getting him out of the way, he's just saying, that's fine, as long as you're not calling my name. As long as you don't know who really is the one that's causing the problem. I will use the demons in front of you as pawns. So you never come into your position. You'll fight them constantly over and over and over and over again. And the church has been bugging because we've kind of been, I don't want to say misled, but we've just been undertaught. We've been taught to deal with devils and we've been taught to deal with all kinds of principalities and powers. But at the same time, we're never subjugating the originator. So he loves it. The Bible says he would sit, and I'm going to say this just in light of just a small review. It says that he would exalt his throne above the stars. Remember that? Above the stars of God. And the word stars of God means brothers of the Messiah. So he's going to sit above the brothers, that's us, of the Messiah, in the congregation. The word congregation means in your due season. So he's going to make sure he sits on your due season so you never come in to the knowledge of how the kingdom really can flourish. So he sits on your due season in the sides. It says in the sides of the north. He sits in the sides. The word side means the recess of the wall. So you're looking at the wall. He's sitting behind it. The recess is behind. It's a wall within the wall. You're fighting the wall, but he sits in the recess. So anything he does from the recess is continue to originate or duplicate what you just fought. Somebody say, I'm going after Satan. Church was never called to deal with lower level demons. The church was never empowered to deal. When you deal with a lower level demon, you speak through that demon to Satan. When you just see the problem, when you call your FBNL pill that demon, I've heard people say that toothache demon. You call a toothache a demon. Well, anytime you're equating something with the demonic and you don't have Satan in mind, that thing that you're going after is only going to recreate itself the next month. The same bill is going to plague you. The same sickness is going to rise again. The same paranoia, all that. When you don't see it as Satan being the root of the cause, and you're just calling the problem, only thing you'll do is slow the problem down until he originates another. That's all you're doing. It's just been that. The anointing is designed to do what? Destroy. All right, today's message. Rhema, our created life, gives us lordship over and total dominion over Satan. Need to let you know off the rip, the Lord is the only one that can rebuke Satan. The Lord, don't get discouraged, the Lord is the only one that can go head to head. Satan means general. Principality means captain. The Lord is the only one that can go head to head with Satan. Luke chapter 4, let's go. Rhema is the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say, Rhema is the Spirit of the Lord.
Rhema is the Spirit of the Lord.
There you go. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, underline the word word, but by every word of God. Joshua, what's that word word mean?
Rhema.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Look at that. Devil has quickening power. Jesus. So every time you get quickened, it isn't God. Don't be Jesus. The word moment means instant, flash. So some of those ideas that come in a flash, they're not always God. Don't be Jesus. And the devil said unto him, This power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. It says, It's delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. Now, he said to the devil, Get behind me. But the devil didn't listen to him. Anybody with me on that?
Yes.
And he brought him. So this is what he's doing. So the devil didn't listen to him. He said, It is written. And the devil's like, Yeah, whatever. I don't care what you said. It doesn't matter what you said. I'm not hearing you. Because the next verse says, And he brought him to Jerusalem and said, So he basically drove Jesus to another geographical location after Jesus said, Get behind me. Like, yeah, whatever. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. So now, we see Jesus, a translation gives three different things that the devil tries. Two, he says it is written, it is written. And we all know the story, we all know the revelation behind this. They were talking in the written word, and nothing was yet came in rank before. It was all the letter. It was all these two squaring off in scripture. And oftentimes when you square off with the devil, you're squaring off at him in scripture, and you're not squaring off with the devil in rhema. Because if you square off with the devil in rhema, you're going to see that rhema is the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
It says here, and their hands they shall bear thee up, verse 12, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, somebody say said,
amen.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Help me, Jesus. Underline or highlight the word said on your pad or in your Bible. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned, watch this, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. So now he's already coming back from this battle, this epic battle with Satan. And he's going back and forth with him. Now this is, it went a lot more than what we read, by the way. It went a whole lot more than what we read. But the end of all is when Jesus said, it is said. The devil ends his trial right there. Because Jesus now is not playing with the written. Jesus now has been brought up, and now the Spirit of the Lord is on him. All right, here we go. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Prior to his travel or his time in the wilderness, although he was baptized with the Holy Ghost already, the Spirit of the Lord was not yet upon him. All of what he went through in the wilderness caused God to shift the Holy Ghost from dwelling on the inside to the outside. And it all came by an utterance. It is said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now the power of God is resting upon him. Watch where we go. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. All right? Note in verse 4, here we go. We're going to tie it together now. In verse 4, Jesus makes it plain that men shall not live by bread alone. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. The word word is rhema. The word rhema means an utterance. It's an utterance. Watch this. By implication of a matter or a topic. The topic that Jesus and the devil were going back and forth was, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. It is written, thou shalt not do this to the Lord. And they're talking about the written. So what God does now to Jesus, when the devil comes one more time, God now gives Jesus an utterance and says, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It went from being written, a conversation in the written, to Jesus now receiving an utterance. God says, let me step into this. When Jesus said, and no longer was talking about the written, what took place was, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Because now he's not saying about what was written in the Bible. He's saying what God just said about him. Ooh, God. He's now saying what God had to say. And when God says it, it comes to pass. When it's an utterance, it's done. The word rhema means by implication, a matter or topic.
God told me to go back and study the word rhema again. I got blown away. That which is or has been uttered by the living voice. Never saw that before. That which is and has been uttered by the living voice. Who's the living voice? Thank you, guys. So now, it also means this. It means uttered by the living voice, a declaration of the mind of God. So now, God says, okay, I see my son. He's still holding it down, but let me give him my mind. Let me show him who he is. You are the Lord. Rhema caused him to receive his lordship. Rhema caused him to receive his lordship. Now when he said, it is said, now the devil wants to back off now. But he was telling them all before that, get behind me. He's like, yeah, and what? I don't see the Lord here. I still see Jesus, the man. I know the sound of the Father, and I don't hear that yet. We just go with tit for tat in the scriptures. Look at your neighbor and say, don't go tit for tat in the scriptures with the devil. Get you behind in rhema before you start messing with Satan. Hallelujah! Somebody say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now look at the word said. In verse 12, well, let me finish this out here. It says here, by implication of matter or topic, that which it is or has been uttered by the living voice, a declaration of the mind of God. I'm going to try to slow down. Every time we hear rhema, it is exactly what God is saying at that time. That's why it's full of power. Every time you're under rhema, like right now, you're under the rhema word of God. And while you're under the rhema word of God, you have to understand the Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
God help me.
You have to understand at that time, that's why we've been commanded to hear, then speak, see the word, and then speak. Why? Because when you're under the hear, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He is the only one that can deal with Satan.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus himself, though he had the Holy Ghost, until he got the rhema, which is the Spirit of the Lord, he could not move that devil. He drove him where he wanted to. The devil told and drove Jesus after Jesus said, get thee behind me. He drove him to the highest pinnacle of the city. Was trying to kill homeboy before he got a rhema of who he was.
Come on now.
Why? Because Satan at one time was Lucifer, who was the son of the morning. Son of rhema. He knew if this boy catches on to rhema, I got no chance. So before rhema came, Lucifer was there to try to take Jesus out. But then the Father gives him just a glimpse of his mind and says, Jesus, you are Lord. He said, homeboy, I just heard it from God, my Father. He said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. Your God. Come on, lift those hands right now. You're under rhema right now. You're under rhema right now. You're under rhema right now. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. We go after the jugular of Satan from the place of rhema.
Hallelujah.
When I get under this rhema word, I've got power and authority. I've got strength and power. I've got everything I need to deal with Satan. Mano in mano. Watch this here. When Jesus said, it is said, this is the Greek meaning for it is said, we understand that rhema means utterance. Now we also understand that to say or said means to utter. So basically, what happens is, when I get under the power of the rhema word, and I'm listening like I'm listening to God's mind, this is God's topic right now. If you're getting quickened, if the anointing is in the room, if your problems are lifting, if you're starting to see light, and you're in the darkness of where you might have been in your tunnel, if things are starting to look like it's going to change, you are under the power of the rhema word. If your mind is changing from a place of chaos to a place of peace, you are under the rhema word of God. And if you start recognizing, I'm trying to tell you, where you are in a place of authority. I don't care if you slept with Sally Sue and her baby mama or his baby mama last night. I don't care what you did. If you're under rhema right now, you have shifted.
Amen.
You have shifted. If your mind is changing, if you don't feel condemnation for the wrong you did, you have shifted. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Hallelujah.
gives you the right to utter.
Hallelujah.
It gives you the right to say.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter. Look at your neighbor and say, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I see Jesus, my personal Lord and Savior, struggling with the devil there. He struggled with him until a rhema came. Get behind me. Nope. Leave me alone. Nope. Caught the mind of my Father. It is said. I'm out. See, we don't really believe in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. We really don't believe that what you're under is the power of God. We don't believe that, Dave. It's just church. Nobody exercises the authority and the power from this place. Just church is known because nobody taught the truth. Forgive me, Father. Okay. Verse 18, he declares he comes back into the city after being gone for some time. Comes back into Nazareth where he was from. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, I need you to know who's on you. When you're under this word, you've got to know who's on you. The first definition of Lord is amazing. Supremacy. Supreme in authority. No higher. He is noted as the controller. He controls situations. He controls. He said, I made Satan. The waster and destroyer are weapons of mine. I control him. He does not control me.
Hallelujah.
I control. I say come and he comes. I say go and he goes. When you are under rhema, you are under control.
Oh God, help me.
By implication, the master. As a respectful title, God. The most respectful title is God. Control is on you. The one in... You say all these things, right? And I feel like there's still like an emptiness of receipt. There's just an emptiness of actually receiving what's being said. I still feel a block between what I just said and what you think. And there shouldn't be a block from what I just said and what you think. There shouldn't be a gap in between what I just uttered and what you feel. What I just said by the word of God, by being his oracle this morning, what I just said, you should become one with it right then and there. Amen. There shouldn't be a gap. There shouldn't be hesitation. There shouldn't be any reservation. There shouldn't be any doubt. There should be just one swoop. I said it, you are it. Ooh, God, lift your hands. Become it. God just said, when you're under the rhema word, my spirit is upon you, good God.
Hallelujah.
When you're under the rhema word, my spirit is upon you. When your mind has entered into the realm of peace, my spirit is upon you. If my mindset becomes your mindset, know that you now have become God.
Yes.
Tell Satan where he can go.
Hallelujah.
What's been ailing you? What's been plaguing you? What's been held up? What's going on? The situation. Just attack the devil as being the originator or the starter of your problem. Go right to the source. This anointing will destroy the yoke. I feel the power of God right now. This anointing will destroy the yoke. This anointing will handle. This anointing will liberate you. It will never recreate itself again. You'll destroy it from the originator, from the transmitter. You become God who recreates Satan's role. The originator said, I'm going to stop Joshua like this. But the originator of the originator, which is God, says, not so. Poverty. Yes. Come.
Speak on it.
Come on.
Speak on it.
Where sickness was, healing, shedding.
Hallelujah.
Changing the source.
I feel the power of God. More. I feel the anointing of God.
My God, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you right now. Only the Lord can rebuke the devil. Only the Lord can rebuke the devil, my God. He doesn't recognize nobody else. He said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who in the world are you? I know Paul because Paul is one with him. I know Jesus because Jesus is one with the Father. Only one that can tell me what to do is the one that created me. That way will make you want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel people taking authority from a position of lordship. All right. Keep that sound on your fingertips.
Yes.
Only the Lord can rebuke Satan. Only the Lord. Watch this. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing. Oh, the devil is so not cool with this. And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. First of all, the boldness. The angel of the Lord was there. But watch this now. You can't call your angels from a place outside of Ramah. Because Satan was standing there in spite of the angel of the Lord being there. Watch it now. You be calling on angels to go to work for you, but if they don't hear the sound of Ramah, they only hearken unto the voice of the what?
Lord.
The voice of the what?
The Ramah.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. The voice of the Ramah word. They will only hearken unto the angels. So now there hadn't been a Ramah there. So the angel of the Lord is standing there, but Satan's like, ain't no Ramah up in here. Where it at? The angel of the Lord is standing there. And Satan is standing next to the high priest of Israel at the time to withstand him and to resist them because he was ready to try to wipe out their nation through the enemies that were coming to attack. Because Israel had been sinning, including Joshua the high priest. He was filthy, his turban, his robe, dirt representing sin. The whole nation was jacked up in sin. So the devil thought he had rights to stand there because there wasn't a Ramah that released Joshua or the nation from their sin. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Wait, what? And the Lord said, but where was the Lord? It was the angel of the Lord. He got an utterance. And it wasn't the angel of the Lord that said, though it was the angel of the Lord standing there. But the utterance came and said, the Lord opened the mouth of the angel And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen. Oh, here comes the rhema word. I chose Jerusalem. Rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? He just brought a whole load of rhema in the room. Yeah, they dirty and nasty right now. But my word said, now he's giving them rhema, they are brand plucked out of the fire. That's all we see of Satan in that scripture right there. You don't even see his exit. But I know his exit. He comes in one way and flees what? Seven different ways. Jude 1:9 says this. Yet the Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said. Now, when he was fighting over the body of Moses. Now, the body of Moses does not necessarily mean the body, the physical body of Moses. A lot of theologians say he was fighting and wrestling over Israel to prevent them from entering into the promised land. So the body of Moses, like the body of Christ we are, they were often noted as the body of Moses. So they were about to enter in, and Satan was trying to prevent that. Michael didn't bring any railing accusation against Satan. Didn't tell him how trifling he was, how dirty and how undermining he was. No, no. He simply said what he was told to say. You let him know when you get there. The Lord rebuke thee.
Yes.
The only rhema in Michael's mouth to deal with Satan was the Lord rebuke.
Oh,
amen.
When we are under rhema, and I'm closing, going back to my shortening of these messages so you can chew on, so you can understand. I had to give a long explanation in the beginning about dealing with Satan, but now I can shorten it because you guys understand. We understand. When you are under this rhema word, it takes us back to Psalms chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. It takes us back to this right here. When we are under the rhema word, it says to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set above the heaven, hey, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Verse 2 is our key. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. When we're under rhema, out of our mouth, strength, or the word strength is power comes out of our mouth. Why? That thou, O Lord, just like that angel that said the Lord rebuked thee, but it wasn't the angel talking, you become that. I just declare a separation between your voice and your understanding. I decree an understanding that even though you hear your voice, you will understand that it's God coming out of your mouth. I decree an understanding, though you hear your voice, you understand that it's God coming out of your mouth. My God, my God, my God. I decree that understanding over everybody under the sound of my voice. Though you hear your own voice, you will understand that it is God coming out of your mouth, that you will not doubt at the time you're rebuking Satan. You will not doubt at the time thinking that it's you, because the Bible says out of your mouth, he said, I've ordained power that you might steal, that I might steal my enemy and my avenger. But I'm going to slow them down by your mouth. But I'm the one doing it, praise God. I pray a separation between your voice and the power. you mess yourself up when you think you hear you. Sometimes it takes away the effect of the power of God. Because you somehow, subconsciously, put yourself in the equation. But you got to understand, that's why you got to be filled with the Word of God and understanding. And understand your position in the rhema. When you recognize that you are under the rhema word, you ain't there. You're not there. He said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Then he goes back, the writer goes back to God. Why? Why did you ordain strength? Because of your enemies, O God. That thou, O God, might distill the enemy and the avenger. You, child of God, have absolutely no power. But God has all power. So what God does, is says, he says, I'm going to link up. I'm going to connect with Carolyn. The devil's been bothering her about opening her business. The devil's been trying to rip the family apart. The devil's been coming at her. I'm going to fill Carolyn with rhema and let Carolyn attack my enemy from the place that she's being bothered in. And we both will rejoice. But when Carolyn opens her mouth, I'm stepping in. And the devil, you think he hears Carolyn, he hears me. It changes in the... Y'all need to ask God to let you hear the change. Let me hear the change. See, the reason why you don't hear it is because you couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. I'm telling you the truth. Until you come into a real dimension, if you heard the voice of the Lord, you couldn't handle it. I got proof for you. When they told him to sanctify the children of Israel for 3 days. And the only thing he did was make a sound. It's just a big, long sound. They said, Moses! Moses is like, isn't it beautiful? Moses was in a place. The rest of the children of Israel said, take it away! It's too much, Moses! We can't handle it! A lion's roar can be heard up to 3 miles or so. 3 miles for a lion's roar. Average of 2 to 3 miles. When they roar, it's heard. And guess what happens when the lions roar? Even though they're 3 miles away, their enemies scatter. You have to understand, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. When he opens his mouth through your mouth, all of hell, Satan included, scatters. Real fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
They said, have you come to torment us before time? Why are you here? Please. These demons, legion, about 6,326 devils, all with the spirit of their father. They had that lunatic boy on lock. A legion is over 6,000 demons. All said, have you come to torment us before time? Please, we beg of you, let us at least leave in this herd of swine. But please don't torment us. Please don't do this. We have a rainbow of what's coming. So Jesus permitted them to take their leave. He said, go on. They were so happy that this authoritative figure, this anointed one, didn't bash their skulls in before time. The Bible says they entered into the swine, and it wasn't the swine. It was the demons or the devils in the swine that caused them to run violently. Why? Because of their fear of the Messiah. They controlled the swine to the point where the swine didn't, they know not to walk over the edge. But it was over. They were like, we out of here. They dove off the cliff. That's how desperate they were to get away from Jesus. when you open your mouth from the rhema, it's the same result. That's why the devil is trying to kill, steal, and destroy the word. Out of the mouth, watch this now, of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. The word strength means this. Watch this now. Look at this, Joshua. I don't know if you went all the way in, but you're going all the way in now. The word strength means majesty, might, or power. The word majesty means royal power or the greatness of God. Out of your mouth comes the greatness of God. The royal power of God. Still got that block, huh? That's a shame. That's a shame. You got to work on that. You got to work on that. You got to work on that. When I'm done praying under this anointing, I know everything changes. I know everything shifts. I know everything stops. I know everything is in motion to start working in my favor.
Yes.
I know everything that the devil had planned for me is now at toast, and at a standstill, and an annihilation. I know change is now coming to me. Just like the axe head was swimming back on the shore after he lost it. I know that axe head is swimming toward me. My favor's coming to me. It may take a minute. The only reason why it takes a minute is because God likes to watch me.
Yes.
Is he going to wait him? Is he going to crack? Will he bend? Nope. I'll stay in the rhema word, oh God. I'll stay right here. I'm done right there. I'm stopping right there. When you open your mouth, the royal power of God is coming out. Please get that block up out of here. Get that gap out of here. Just get it out. Can't stay. Something wrong with the download, Dennis. Something wrong with the download. I'm telling the computer to do it, but it's not running the command. I'm typing what it should be doing. If I said run all files, it should be running all files. If he said that out of your mouth is power and the royal power of God, that's the only thing, that's the only download that should be in the room. Jesus, help me. Help me, God. That's the only download that should be. There should be no extra baggage in here. Mark 4 says, by what measure you meet shall be met back unto you. Yes, Lord. Here's where you end up. This is why when Rhema's here, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Only one. You can check the references if you want to. The only one. And when you see a man control a devil, you better well understand that it was done by the Spirit of the Lord. You'll never see a man control the devil. And do not waste your time with demons. Do not waste your time praying against the demon of oppression that has oppressed your money from coming in to pay said bill on time. Don't waste your time there. Because he's only going to meet you again the next month. He's only going to meet you again the month after that. Get your behind up in the face of Satan. Go under the power of the Spirit of the Lord and deal with the originator of your trouble once and for all. Under the rhema word, you are the controller. You are the one that tells him what to do, point blank, period. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he hath anointed you. You are now the anointed cherub. Yes, Lord. I'm done. I'm not giving you no more. Yes, sir.
Scroll back up. Before the mouth of babe.
Yes, right there.
First definition of Midas, if you add Midas still, if you go into Greek, it's to take away and pacify. So it's not just, humbling him down, but to take him out of the situation.
That's awesome. And the word still means what, Joshua?
To repose.
Or to what?
Destroy.
Annihilate.
That's it.
Exterminate.
You pacify and annihilate.
You silence him.
That's powerful. That's powerful. You don't see his destruction, but God makes him shut up first. Then he keeps him around for a minute. It's an involuntary stillness. He doesn't want to be still. He wants to come at you, Mom. But because you attack him from the place of the Spirit of the Lord, from the place of rain, he shuts up. And he stands still. Jesus did. That's one of the greatest examples I could ever describe. when the water was full, when the boat was full of water, when Jesus said, "Peace, be still," I'm like, but the water, it's still gonna sink. He called the water that was in the boat that should have caused the boat to sink. He said, "Be still," involuntary stillness. He took away its weight. He made it sit still, weightless, so the boat would not sink and still sail to the other side. That's a bad mamma jamma. When you deal with the devil, that stillness comes on him. You ever be in a situation, I know some of you are facing right now, but you feel like your situation is in a straitjacket and it can't reach you? I guess I'm alone then.
No.
I feel that in my present situations, they're in a straitjacket and can't get to me. They're under an involuntary stillness while the anointing is about to destroy the yoke. Don't get all crazy over the situation because it ain't fixed. Look at the fact that it's not coming at you. It should have reached you 2 weeks ago. But it's under an involuntary stillness because of the mouth of babes being anointed by ringing. Satan can't make a move against you. It's over. What did you mean to say? It's over.
It's over.
The trying of your faith is still more precious than gold. So now the stillness, and we'll say this and I'm done. And I know, Pastor, wait. No, the stillness is because God still has to try faith. But it's not you being tried. It's the word. So it can prove to Carolyn it works. It just needs to prove to Marsha. You stand where I told you to. I'll make him be still. He says it with money too. I'll make him be still and then I'll destroy him. He says it with money. He said, I'll give to him that soweth seed, I'll give him bread for his table and then I'll multiply his seed sown. In other words, there's a stillness against your lack. I'll keep bread on the table while I'm multiplying your seed sown. I'm going to keep you in the pattern of the trying of the word you understand. I'll put bread, but then I'm coming with the big blessing. That's just how he does it. He's awesome in doing it. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. Over and over again. Hallelujah. Only the Lord can deal with Satan. Lift those hands. Only the Lord can rebuke the devil. Only the Lord. And when you are under my rhema word, out of your mouth have I ordained power for my babes and suckling. I've ordained strength. Hear, speak. See me move and then speak again. Rhema fills your ears and rhema fills your eyes. Discern your propitiated place. What's that saying in that prayer? What's that saying in a new prayer about propitiation? Mm-hmm. Let propitiation be your vision. Oh, God.
Yes.
Let propitiation be your vision. In other words, recognize it. Let it guide you. And destroy every devil in the way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hear you, Master. I hear you, Jesus.
I just speak that release right there in Jesus' name. You'll never doubt what's coming out of your mouth again while you're under rhema. And I pray that the understanding of the authority that you truly have while you're there will always rise up. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for he hath anointed you. He hath anointed you. Jesus. And everyone that believes it, say, I receive it.
I receive it.